Well, this morning we are privileged to hear from, and pardon me if I get this name mispronounced, but Raju Musinary is from India, is a missionary to India, will be returning to India here in just a few weeks, and he was telling me a lot of the things of where he's been and what he's done. One of the things I remember is him and I were both born in 1966. He was spiritually born in 1966. I was physically born, but anyways, that's one thing that we have in common. So, Raju, if you would like to come, we'll have a word of prayer and then listen to what you have to share with us. Father, we thank you for our brother who is here to share what God is doing in his life and where God has called him and his family. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to us this morning, that you would use him, that your Holy Spirit would be at work in our hearts, and Lord, that we would come away with a message that you want us to take and something that you want us to apply in our lives. We just thank you for him and ask your blessing on him as he shares this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
It's so good to be here to worship the Lord with you. I'll try to be within the time. I didn't have a watch, but there is a good one right in front of me. I have no excuse there. I just wanted to thank you for inviting us here to share with you. I'm no stranger here. When we moved to this area, I heard about the Mennonite Church for the first time in 1995. And then as I beginning to know who the Mennonites are, everywhere we go, we used to hear this word, the game of Mennonites. Do you know that? You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you don't. I get to learn that game. Go back to my connections. How did I ever end up in Mennonite? My Mennonite game is I'm related to Levi and Cora Miller. When we moved to Ohio, to Rosedale, that is the first people that we met. And we happened to stay in their trailer for a number of years, until 2000, I guess. And then we moved to Locust Pike Road in half of 42. But that was one connection. Then, all those years, I began to get to know David Miller, David I. Miller. And so he became a very good, closely befriended person to me. We had work done in a way that I became part and parcel of a conservative Mennonite conference as an ordained minister in the conference. So that was David. And now David I's daughter is part of this congregation before, right? And now, not only the part of the congregation, but her husband was with me in India, and he slept in the room where my father slept, and he prayed in the room where my father prayed, and where we lived. So there is, a lot more, isn't it? It's a close connection. And then he told us that as he pastored here, I don't know how many years, but then he was sharing with us how leaders were born, or leaders are made in the kingdom of God. And I believe that he referred to Rob Swartz, how he might have been mentored him. And today, I'm connected with Rob. And isn't it wonderful? That's how people are related to and connected with one another is the name of the game of the kingdom of God. We are related first and foremost with him and with one another. And it is nice to know these connections. Now, the other connection is Ryan. How does Ryan fit into our lives? His father-in-law is going with me to stay in the room where my father stayed to share what's on his heart for the pastors that I work with in India. We are living together. We will be together next month, this year at we'll be leaving for India next month, but he will be joining with us in December, where we would have a pastor's conference, and that's Ben Shirk with his wife. So there is a lot more connections. And so it is very interesting that we came to this church some 10 years ago just to see what is this church is all about. So I remember vaguely, but still, you are all new to me today. But when I looked at the website, I beginning to recall Ruben and Vicky. And they're no strangers to India. Vicky lived there. Every time I meet, hey, we want to eat something of Indian food. So there we are. I'm so happy today to share with you. First of all, I would like to share with you what God has laid on my heart as I was praying to share with you. And I'll take you through this PowerPoint. Then, the latter half of what I would like to share is about the call of God on our lives at this time, as we are planning to go to India next month. Perhaps that would give you some idea where you could be related to us in terms of prayer, praying for us, in terms of keeping the relationship going, because we need relatives in the kingdom of God. You cannot do God's work alone. You got to be connected with people. And God's desire is that we should pray for one another, and we should work together, and we should go together to our destiny as pilgrims and strangers in this world. Now let me share with you, can we have that? Let's use this technology. I never used this before with this thing, but we'll see. The whole relationship area is started with Him. Is it what you have here? Shall I click now? It's all started with Him, not by you, not by me. God, when He created this world, we see that He started the work. Genesis 1:1. We all know, familiar with the scriptures. I do not want you to go on because you must be familiar with it. And an atheist once was searching, what is the evidence of God? Where can we find God? And with his idea of no God, he wanted to search with all the research work and the knowledge that is there in the world. So he went to the computer and began to search. And the computer goes on working for his quest. And where is God? How this world came into? It all went back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. We know that. And then, it all began with God, with His Word. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. So God is not only was there in the beginning, but His Word. And through His Word, these relationships are being established today between people and God. And today the question is, have we been relating to Him in that knowledge that we have a relationship with God? And then the third one that I want to just show you is God is at work. God is at work in this world, and God is at work in your life and in my life. And that is what I wanted to focus on, these three things, that the world, how God created, and God's Word that is forming today what we ought to be in our lives, and thirdly, God is at work. And it is the plan of God, as we see in Genesis 1:1. And it is His plan that we were made in His image. Unfortunately, we may not be carrying the exact image of God that when He created us. We are so many people in the world, 6 billion people, and not one, not two people are alike. So many of them with so many features. I want to tell you a story. When God created us in His image, we are actually in the image of God. When each of us look at each other, it is the image of God. But today's image is somewhat, how do you say, what is the word? It is not the original image. Because of sin, our images were changed. And God's word is now, is at work to bring us back into that image. And when he does that, his purpose is that we should be with him as ruling and reigning. In Genesis chapter 1 and 28, we see the purpose why God created the man. It is, he said, go and replenish the earth. And then let's see about the word of God. The word was in the beginning. When in John chapter 1 and 1, we see the Gospel of John. It's amazing. The God of creation in the beginning that was revealed in Genesis is again taking that new step of revealing himself to the world through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that gospel is so clearly depicts the love of God, the person of God, and his plan and purposes for this world today. And the second point in the Word of God, how it affects. The Word is everlasting, that it cannot be changed. And if we go back into Psalms 119, the longest chapter in the book of in the Bible, it's full of the Word of God. It refers to what the Word of God is doing in today's world. It gives us life. It gives us a purpose. It gives us a meaning. Without the Word of God, I wouldn't have been standing here today. It was in 1966 that, for the first time, I began to understand what it means when Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. For 16 years, I did not want to know anything about Christ. It was my father that began to read the Bible only with the purpose to say, this is, it's a Western book, it's nothing to do with God. And the missionaries that were living in that place where he was, their thought was, if somehow place the Bible in his house, he can read and that word would give him life. And that's exactly what happened. When he began to read the Bible, he discovered from first chapter of Matthew, it says, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You know, the Hindu religion, that's where I was born, it says the Hindu gods came to destroy the sinners. But here is a person who came to save the sinners. And that has ignited in him a desire to find out how Jesus can save people from their sins. And the result was that he embraced Christ as his Lord and Savior. He began to share with us as I was growing as a boy, but it did not happen until I was 16, when I first time I began to search for peace and meaning, and that is the word that my father planted in my heart. Come to Jesus. There you will find rest. So the Word of God is powerful. It gives us life. And the work of God today, God is working today in the world. John 16 and verse 8. And God is working today in our lives. Ephesians 2:10. And God is working today for the future. In Revelation chapter 21, we see that the whole earth, the whole heavens, there will be new earth and new heavens. And all these facts we know very well. God is at work. And what does this all bring us to? It brings us the purpose why God is at work. And the purpose of God's word and why God has began to do his work in us. I want you to refer to the word of God, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I would like for you to read with me. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Now turn into John chapter 15 and verse 16. Those who have the Bible, those who have turned to this chapter, 15th chapter, verse 16, can you all join with me reading together? You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father that will, whatever you ask in my name, that is my commandment. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. So I recognize the purpose why God has reached out to me. When he created this universe, when he sent Jesus to bring back the lost humanity to himself, I discovered this, that he has chosen me. It is all from him. I have not known his name, but he has revealed it to me. That may be the same case with you. But what is the purpose of that? His purpose is that we may be chosen and that we may bear fruit and that we may bear fruit that remains. The question is this. In our Christian walk, have you recognized this fact that you are a chosen person? We often forget, as Christian followers or disciples of Jesus, we often forget this. The purpose why he chose us is that we may go forth and bring forth fruit. And that fruit should last for eternity. And that is the purpose I discovered in 69, after 3 years of my coming to know the Lord as my personal Lord and Savior. And that made my rest of my life, God has given me a direction to go to. Without that, I wouldn't have been standing here today. But how about you? Have you realized that you're a chosen person? You're a special person. That is to bring forth fruit. How can you do this? I want to share with you in three questions that can help us to get to that point where we can bring forth fruit, where our fruit can remain. I would like a person among you, let me say that age group is, I'm looking about 12 to 18. I came to know the Lord. The first time I heard about him when I was 8. But it really dawned on me to have a relationship when I was 16. So, before that age, anyone up to age 16, I want one of you to come here. I got a package here. I want you to work today. This is how we do. In India, when we share the gospel, our goal is to help people to enter into a place where they can start relating to God. Now, I don't know about you, those who are under 16. Are there any under 16 raised? Because I'm not so sure. Anybody? Under 16? Good. Now, you have a choice now. Not very many people. I got a faculty. You don't know what is in this, but this is going to be yours. We are going to invest in the kingdom of God, in people's lives. It says, to whomsoever. You know, it is very difficult for people to understand the purposes of God for them. But as followers of Jesus, we got to help people to understand. I wanted any one of you, whoever, come here, help me the second part of it. There are three questions. It's all very easy for you. The PowerPoint will come, and then it tells you, just follow the PowerPoint for the first three questions, and then you can come and sit down. And what it is to, it gives us a reason to think and process. What is our relationship with God? If we do have a relationship, then what is that relationship going to be like? And then what you're going to do with that relationship for the rest of your life? So, who is the one that can come and work with me on this? Anyone? Under 16. And this is going to be my investment in your life to be able to come and say these words. You got another 30 seconds to make a choice. And now this may be of interest to you. This is not something you can get it here. This is all from India. And there is an envelope as well. That will give you a good dinner today. And so, there you go. Can you put the second one, but don't let it run yet? My name is Raju.
My name is Rachel.
Rachel, nice to meet you, Rachel. What's your last name?
Troyer.
I'm related to you. I have three Troyers on my board. So, Rachel, this is yours. And this will help you to spread it in your home. At least kneel once a day on this. That will give you a lot of newness in your relationship with the Lord. Okay? That's what prayer meant. And now what's going to happen? I'm going to go sit down. The slides will come. As it come, you stand here and read. Alright? That's all. After third question, you're free to go and sit down. Alright?
Three most important questions for us all. Question number one. Have I come to a place in my spiritual life where I can say for sure that if I were to die today, I would be with God in heaven? Can I say for sure? If my answer is yes to question number one, then if God were to ask me why, should I let you into my life, into my heaven, what would I say? Most important of all, what am I doing with my gift of eternal life? What is my answer? This is our call to missions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raju, for sharing this morning. It's great to have you here. And just to kind of explain some of what the elders team has talked about, we are looking at how we can broaden our focus on reaching the world. We obviously have a vision for people here in this community and the places where we live. But we want to broaden that. We want to be looking at how can we actively be involved in what God is doing around the world. This is a very small part here in Madison County, what God is doing and what He wants to do. And so we wanted Raju to come and share so you could hear what he's doing, what God has called him to, and to give you an opportunity to participate in that. God's calling you to be involved in missions in India. It's a great opportunity. And what is the best way, Raju, for them to get your information to be involved with your work there? Do you have cards here today, or?
I did not.
Okay. Right. Right. All right. You heard him. So maybe God's even calling you to take a trip to India and see what God is doing over there. Keep that in mind. We never know where God calls us to go, do we? And, of course, Thailand is one that we've been connected with Tom and Candace, and continue to be. So, but just be praying about, as a church, what does God want us, where does He want us involved in sharing the gospel and helping the gospel to be spread around the world? Father, we thank You for Your great love that You've extended to us. We thank You that Jesus has conquered death, that it has no sting for us who believe, no victory over us who believe in You. And Father, I'm just thankful for this morning, for the confidence that I have that ones that have gone before me, my mother and father, are with You right at this moment. I thank You for the confidence that each of us has of eternal life, that this life is not the end, that the difficulties that we experience and the problems we have with this body and with relating with others and all of the things that we experience, that this is not it, that this is a temporary place, and that someday we will be reunited with You. I give thanks for that promise that we have, that hope that we have. And Lord, I thank You that we can come to You with the struggles that we have and the people in our lives that are struggling. And we know that You care about them. We want to remember Marcia's dad who's recovering. We ask that You would help that recovery to go well. And we ask that he would follow to the doctor's guidelines. And so Father, be with him. We thank You for this Bible study that has started with the ladies and the ones who are in that. We ask that they would be able to learn what You would have for them through that, that they wouldn't be distracted by other things that pull them away from that study, studying Your Word. And Father, we continue to pray for Amy, who has gone through a tremendous struggle the last few weeks with finding out her husband was ill and then having him pass away so quickly and facing other difficulties as well with her home and her future education. Father, I'm sure her world has just been turned upside down. Lord, help us to know and understand how we can show Your love to her. Father, may she see Your love extended to her. And Lord, we thank You for the peace that You bring to us those of us who are saved, the peace that you bring, even in the midst of struggle and trials, that you bring peace, and we experience that. And Father, I pray that you would help the students at Mechanicsburg make sense of this tragic suicide. And Lord, I pray that they would turn to you. Lord, may they realize that there is tremendous hope in you. May they understand that, Lord. We pray that the Christians around these students may be able to point them to you. And Father, we thank you for this time together we could spend. We thank you for encouraging us. And our hearts are just full of gratitude for all that you have done. May we rely on you for our strength and wisdom through the struggles that we face in life, the trials that we face. And may we encourage each other. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.